It had been said of Grunt and Curdley that his mind was teetering on the brink of madness, or to put it in brown rat parlance, he had butterflies in his head, lots of them. However, no brown rat or any other vermin dared to mention this to the warlord's face. The rare few who had were long dead, or as Grunt himself put it, had suffered a dose of the Curdleys. Grunt and Curdley was the biggest of all his horde, both in height and girth. Brown rats smeared themselves with dyes and ochres, mainly yellow and blue, adorning themselves with the bones of their enemies, giving the horde a savage appearance. But none could outdo Gruntan in colour or barbarity. He was a virtual rainbow of daubs, stripes and blotches of all hues. Around his huge waist, he sported a wide belt hung with skulls, ranging from birds to reptiles, with a few vermin craniums. These were a reminder to his horde to show them who was warlord. Gruntan sat on his litter atop the high rock, watching preparations down below for the proposed ambush. His dozen litter bearers, several of whom were big females, hovered around, rendering him every attention. The brown rat warlord was inordinately fond of hard-boiled eggs. The horde had recently ravaged the wood pigeon nests, so there was a plentiful supply for the leader. Three of Gruntan's daughters were kept busy shelling the eggs, whilst their father wolfed them down as he questioned his two scouts.
Ha ha! And what did you see downstream, beauties, eh?
Notwithstanding the shower of boiled egg fragments which he was forced to face, Noggo, the chief scout, reported.
Shoes they was, boss. Grouse and shoes. Louds of them.
Gruntan spat out a bit of shell, cuffed the ear of the daughter responsible, then continued.
Grouse and you say? And did they have handsome little boats with them? Oh, I need some of those boats.
Bicklow, the other scout, nodded eagerly.
Aye, I counted them myself. 6 long uns and a little round un. What their scouts used, boss.
Gruntan's eyes grew dreamy as he imagined himself being transported along peaceful streams by boats. He liked boats. For a rat of his size and weight, the warlord was surprisingly quick. Suddenly, he grabbed Noggo by the throat. Gruntan whispered hoarsely to him.
Noggo, me old matey, were you spotted by the grousins?
Gulping, the scout tried to shake his head.
The shoes never saw us. On me mouth, boss.
Gruntan released Noggo. He let his sly glittering eyes rove over both scouts, popping another egg into his mouth.
Hearken to me, mateys. An ambush only works if in it's unexpected. "'Twon't be no ambush at all if you've been seen by the grouse and shoes. "'So tell me again, was you spotted by them, eh?'
Noggo and Bicklow shook their heads vigorously, replying in unison.
"'No, boss, we wasn't spotted!'
Spearing another egg on one claw, Gruntan waggled it at the two scouts as he issued his customary warning.
"'Cos if you was, guess what'll happen to you?'
Noggo spoke for both of them.
A dose of the Curdleys, boss.
Gruntan devoured the hard-boiled egg swiftly.
Right, first time, me beauty.
He beckoned to Stringle, a tall, thin rat who was his first officer.
Get down there and see that the crews are well stowed out of sight on both banks. Keep your eyes peeled up here on me. I'll give you the signal when they're coming.
Stringle saluted with his spear and loped off. Gruntan Curdley lay back on the litter with a sigh of satisfaction, chewing happily on another egg.
Noggo, tell me when you see those shoeboats hoving into sight, will you? There ain't nothing like some trim little vessels to ride the waters on.
Sounds of the stream gurgling softly over its pebbled bed echoed up from below. Gruntan's eyes began to flutter. A half-eaten egg slipped from his paw. He was just about to start a nice nap when Noggo shook him.
Ahoy, boss! Here they comes!
From the top of the tall rock, the logboats looked small as they negotiated a bend in the stream. They were placed with two close to each bank. The coracle was in midstream, flanked by the remaining two boats. Gruntan murmured,
"Come on, me beauties. Come to old Grunt and Curdly."